You can't talk about Las Vegas cuisine without a deep dive into tacos and burritos, tostadas, and generally everything where tortillas are involved. But are those mass-produced tortillas we find at restaurants and food trucks as good as it gets? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we go back for seconds on a conversation I had last year with Mazazul chef Mariana Alvarado. She describes a new trend in Mexican food that's actually ancient. It unlocks the essential nutrients and flavors of heirloom corn. And bonus, Chef Mariana name drops the best local places to find it. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Chef Mariana Alvarado, welcome to CityCast Las Vegas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
So, Chef, what made you want to start Mazazul here in Las Vegas?
You know, it started during the pandemic. Mazazul started actually as a cooking class. I wanted to teach through Airbnb traditional Mexican cuisine. And when the pandemic hit, I was like, okay, I can't meet people and everyone is giving these free information online because that's all we have and there's no way to make money. However, I was missing a very important part, which is the backbone, and is the tortilla. I've been in the United States since 2008, and I never had a successful meal where I felt, oh my God, this reminds me of home, because the tortillas were always lacking. Mm-hmm. And when you're used to the real deal and you try something else, it's really easy to pinpoint what's wrong with this, you know, the smell, the taste, the texture, they break. And so I decided I'm going to spend this time while everyone was taking care of making sourdough at home. I'm like, nah, you guys can have fun with sourdough. I'm going to start working with masa and corn and nixtamalization. And at that time, there were not a single book. My grandma's bought tortillas from the tortilla lady. So I was trying to gather information, really, literally, like under the rocks. How do we make the best tortilla? And I went to Mexico as well. And through trial and error, we achieved what is the real deal. And I started selling to my friends that had kiddos the same age as mine. And then I started on farmers market, and then from then on, it just kind of started growing.
Yeah, and you use this word, nixtamalization?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad I said that close to right.
No, perfect.
Oh, good. What's the difference between that and the way that they're mass producing it? Maybe you describe the process to me and then compare.
Yeah. The nixtamalization process is a long process. It's about 24 hours in order for you to get a real tortilla. So not a lot of people know how to do it. It's a tradition that it's getting lost. And this is where we come and try to rescue this beautiful tradition that is also part of our nutrition. You know, we need to know what we're eating. Now, what we do is we get corn from small farms that are heirloom corn, you know, genetically untouched. Corn that was dried on the plant for a year. And we cook it in this liquid that has calcium hydroxide. Calcium hydroxide comes in the form of a powder. It's like a white powder. Then we let it soak, minimum of 8 hours. There's a process happening right now with the calcium hydroxide in the corn that awakens everything and makes it nutritious and something that we can digest and that will benefit us. Then it's ground, traditionally with volcanic rocks. We can use a mill, we can use a metate, which is also a volcanic rock. Some people have even used a food processor nowadays. It's a little bit more complicated, but then you achieve your dough, your masa.
And masa is the stuff of which great tortillas are made?
Absolutely. And more. You can do tamales, you can do gorditas, tetelas, tlacoyos, tostadas, everything that you know that comes from corn, you know, we create it from this process, nixtamalization. If you just cook corn, that, you know, a dry corn kernel without calcium hydroxide, the dough will not bond. You're not going to be able to make a tortilla. It's not going to stick together. You need calcium hydroxide.
So what are the more, I don't know, I'm going to just say more corporate or the more mass producing tortilla companies doing instead of that?
Instead of that, they're using corn that has been genetically modified. So we can have in the fields a lot of product. So one plant, a heirloom corn plant will maybe give you one corn per plant. One.
Mm-hmm. One ear.
And if you have a genetically modified plant, you can have up to three per plant. So that's a lot more yield. But in order to get there, you have to get rid of all the genetical information that helps give flavor and nutrition to our bodies. So we're using corn that it has been found in oil for cars. And that's the corn they're using to make tortillas. Second of all, it is made not through nixtamalization, but it's a mimic of a nixtamalization. And it's just, you know, they add gums and they add preservatives that give something that resembles our tortilla, but it's not a real tortilla.
You know, I've always heard that corn is something difficult for humans to digest anyway.
Correct. There is really no nutritional value. It's like bleach wheat flour, where it has been ripped off the, you know, the fiber, potassium, all those things, they don't exist. So you're just filling your body with carbs.
So what's the best way to describe to someone who maybe has never tried a nixtamalized corn tortilla, how to identify it by, I don't know, what is the smell like? What is the taste or texture like versus a tortilla that we buy from the stores?
There's a particular sweet smell on the nixtamalized tortilla. That would be your first clue. Because a store-bought tortilla has that preservative smell that is really strong that people might think it's normal, but it's not. You know, I can't describe it per se, but it's not pleasant. Nixtamalized tortilla has a natural preservative, which is the calcium hydroxide that was cooked on. That is the preservative, and that's no smell, no taste. When it's done right, you don't smell or taste it. It's just pure corn. So think about the sweetest corn you've ever had, you know, yellow corn. But then you put that into a tortilla. They're pliable. You can roll it and squeeze it and it will never break. They come in many different colors. A regular store-bought tortilla is just white corn, which has the least also amount of nutrients, because even heirloom white corn has the least amount of nutrients. You want your blues and your pinks and oranges. And, you know, a blue corn tortilla will have antioxidants just as a bowl of blueberries. Ooh. They are superfood. Blue corn is considered superfood.
I don't know if I've ever seen a pink or an orange tortilla. Is that part of things that
I need to get you some.
Okay. Well, that's a deal. Now, Chef, there's a couple of restaurants in town that I've encountered that have like a little station set up where there is typically the chef is, you know, I don't want to stereotype, but it typically is an older woman.
Yes.
Who really knows, I mean, who looks like she really knows what she's doing and has been doing it probably forever.
Yeah.
Are they utilizing the nixtamalization or are they just there for show? What do you think in Las Vegas?
I will say that, unfortunately, most of them are for show. You can get a bag of flour that you add water to and it looks like masa. There is few places in Las Vegas that have nixtamal tortillas. But it's definitely not the ones where you see the lady behind the comal. Not yet.
I also did a little research, and I looked up heritage corn products and how much they cost. And yes, it looks like they're, I mean, maybe three or four times more expensive than yes, the industrial corn tortilla products that are out there. Is there a place still for industrial corn tortillas in the marketplace?
Absolutely. I think that it's a fight that we have to fight no matter what, but the price is very different, and there will be, you know, a person who doesn't care. There will be. However, the interest for Nixtamal tortillas is growing. And once people try it and learn more, and thanks to, you know, people like you and opportunities like these, where we can express and teach, this is the most important part. We need to teach what you're eating and why is it so much better. Then slowly we can, you know, create this revolution and take back what we're supposed to be eating when it comes to Mexican food.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, just because it's so much a part of the Las Vegas culture, if Las Vegans will ever give up on their cheap late-night tacos for these more sustainable, healthy options because of the price point. What do you think?
I will certainly hope so, because that will benefit me. But I think that as long as we're here and as long as we become an option, hopefully, slowly the prices can be more balanced. But right now we're getting started, so there is a big difference.
So we might see a nixtamalized option at Roberto's at 3 a.m. when you got that craving. Is that a possibility?
You know, that was my goal for a while. I did speak to the owner, actually, of Roberto's. We had a couple of dinners together, and having the option will be ideal for a nixtamal corn. Having the option of, okay, I want to upgrade my taco.
Yeah.
I'll pay a dollar more. That's what it takes. And I think that maybe I should keep pushing on that.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a new twist on an old favorite here in Las Vegas. Chef,
yeah,
what are some of the barriers and challenges that other restaurants in Las Vegas have in adopting some of these ancestral ingredients and techniques?
I believe it has to do with the labor and the learning curve. Corn is an amazing product to work with, but it can be challenging in the beginning, and it can be very frustrating not to achieve the perfect tortilla. So once you overcome those two things, once you get the person that can handle the corn and the masa and the nixtamalization, the milling of it, the storing of it, the making of the tortilla, once you find that person, which that's a challenge because I am always looking for someone who can help me, then you, once you learn it, once you pass that through, it's really satisfying. And those are the two biggest challenges so far, I believe.
So where in Las Vegas right now can we try nixtamalized corn, and what are the kind of things that we should be ordering off of those menus? So name some spots, give some shout outs.
Yes. Okay. So Casa Playa by Chef Sarah Thompson at The Wing. They have their masa program, and they use the same corn as I do, the same company, the same machines. And we're really good friends as well. Go to Casa Playa. They give you tostadas with different corn varieties just to get in. It's amazing. And all of their tacos, everything you have there with corn, it's going to be nixtamalized corn and top of the line. Chef Ray Garcia, he has several restaurants. The newest one is BTS at the Uncommons. I just went there, and they make fantastic, fantastic tortillas as well. Get their birria. It was pretty delicious, and they use lamb. I'm a purist.
Oh.
So birria has to be made from lamb, and he made it from lamb, so yay. Milpa is another restaurant that is doing nixtamalized tortillas. They have a great menu. And, you know, hopefully very soon, Masa Azul, we have their own. We're looking actively for a location, and you can get our products online. So,
and if you were to have a brick and mortar restaurant that you know, highlighted the nixtamalized corn process, what would be your signature dish, your best item that people would have to eat?
If you come to Mas Azul, once we open a brick and mortar, there are several things that I want you to try, but please don't forget to try the tetelas. Tetelas are one of my favorite things to make. It's like tortilla, but we fill the tortilla with something delicious, and then we close it up and it forms a triangle. If you put cheese, just imagine like a triangle pocket of masa with hot steaming melting cheese coming out. It's a fantastic, very simple thing, but when it's made the right way, it's just wonderful.
Now, Chef, do you make this stuff at home for your family?
All the time.
Very, very lucky. And do you promise me that there would be pink and blue and orange and all the colors of the rainbow there?
Oh, must. It's a must. I promise. Okay.
But that sounds amazing. Well, Chef Mariana Alvarado, thank you so much for joining us and explaining all this to us on CityCast Las Vegas.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you appreciate the heads up on heirloom corn tortillas, repay the favor before you head out to get some by telling a friend about the podcast and leaving us a review on the platform where you're listening. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our morning newsletter filled with food highlights and other great tips for living in our town. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky.
I've been pretty fun with these pink headphones anyway, so
yes.
It's just...
it's the Barbie.
Yeah, the Barbie theme with my Barbie nails.
There you go.